today's show starts in the U.S. Capitol. Yesterday at the White House, U.S. President Donald Trump unveiled his administration's plan for peace between Israelis and Palestinians in the Middle East. The plan itself is an 80-page document. The American leader says it presents a win-win opportunity for both sides that would help Palestinians achieve an independent country of their own and that would make sure Israeli security would not be put at risk. President Trump called the plan a realistic two-state solution that allows Israel to take a giant step toward peace. But like the plans of previous American leaders, this proposal is controversial. Critics say it strongly favors the interests of Israel over those of the Palestinians. And though Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called it the opportunity of the century that Israel would not miss, Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas called it the, quote, slap of the century and said there was nothing new in it. Part of the plan and the controversy concerns Jerusalem. It's a city that's holy to Jews, Christians, and Muslims. Though the White House proposal suggests doubling the amount of territory controlled by Palestinians, President Trump says it would also keep Jerusalem the undivided capital of Israel. That's something Palestinian President Abbas rejected, saying Jerusalem is not for sale and not for bargain. That issue is just one of the disagreements that makes a Middle East peace plan so difficult to achieve.